Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is May 15, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Robinhood launches the 24-hour market. U.S.-based Robinhood has launched a 24-hour trading service named 24-Hour Market in a bid to provide more flexibility and easier access to markets. Alibaba Cloud to strengthen its global partnership ecosystem. Digital technology company Alibaba Cloud has announced its plans to further strengthen its ecosystem of global partners by launching a new series of initiatives. United Bank Limited partners with Temenos. Pakistan-based digital bank UBL has partnered with Temenos to use the latter's digital banking platform for the digitalization of its banking services. Glue42 partners with BNY Mellon. Interoperability solution provider Glue42 has partnered with US-based BNY Mellon to launch a new technology solution that is set to automate financial operations. TD Bank launches its latest line of credit cards. US-based national bank TD Bank, the US subsidiary of TD Bank Group, has launched two new credit cards, the TD Clear and the TD Flex Pay cards, and announced improvements to popular products. Samsung partners with Bank of Korea. South Korea-based company Samsung has announced its partnership with the Bank of Korea to launch wire transfers for Galaxy phone customers. CapChase launches CapChase Pay, a new BNPL product. U.S.-based non-dilutive funding provider CapChase has launched CapChase Pay, a B2B BNPL solution that aims to reduce the length of SaaS deal cycles and increase sales. Nexi partners Eataz Group for the launch of Eataz Pay. Paytech Nexi has announced a partnership with Italy-based insurance company Eataz Assicurazioni to launch Eataz Pay as part of the latter's digital transformation journey. Zimpler launches cross-border payouts through SEPA. Sweden-based fintech Zimpler offering account-to-account, a 2-way, payment solutions has announced the launch of instant cross-border payouts through SEPA. Experian launches U.S. fintech data network to fight fraud. Global information services company Experian has announced the launch of a fintech-focused version of its fraud prevention data network Hunter to the U.S. to fight fraud. European Banking Authority voices concerns over large stablecoins. Representatives from the European Banking Authority have expressed their concerns over large stablecoins and their effect on public policy goals. Polygon ID partners Verita for zero-knowledge credentials. Polygon ID has partnered with Australia-based Verita to help the latter launch a mobile crypto wallet supporting zero-knowledge credentials. Nexi helps Eataz Group to launch Eataz Pay. Eataz Assicurazioni, Italy's oldest insurance company, continues its strategic path of digital transformation and launches Eataz Pay with the support of Nexi Group, the leading European paytech. Zillbank.com introduces QR code payments option. Zillbank.com, the leading online business banking platform, has announced the launch of the QR code payment system. Zimpler Institute's instant cross-border payouts. Zimpler, a fintech company providing seamless and secure account-to-account, a 2-way, payment solutions, announced today the launch of instant cross-border payouts. Realtime unveils wrapped fiat and CBDC service set. Oslo-based fintech firm, Realtime Ez, has announced the groundbreaking launch of its unique wrapped fiat and central bank digital currency, CBDC, services. Core Financial implements CSDR compliance software at Man Group. Core Financial, a leading provider of specialist software and services to the financial services sector, announces the implementation of its Central Securities Depositories Regulation, CSDR, software, ShoreVu, at Man Group, a global active investment management firm with $144.7 billion of AUM, as of 31 March 2023. NTT Data Payment Services implements Factum anti-financial crime technology. Factum has announced that FactView TM, a new screening platform, has been chosen by NTT Data Payment Services to expand its anti-financial crime defenses. How to become operationally ready for real-time payments. Real-time payments adoption has become widespread, and as a result, financial services companies need to be better equipped to overcome any operational challenges that may come up. During a recent Payments Journal podcast, Reid Lutinen, Executive Director of the U.S. Arvo Labs launches an open banking platform. U.S.-based Arvo Labs has launched an open banking platform that allows any authenticated account to be instantly used for cross-border transactions. Nordea acquires Advinens. Nordea has completed the acquisition of Sweden-based digital pension broker platform Advinens after following the receipt of the needed regulatory approvals. MasterCard, Vesta improve fraud protection for MPGS. MasterCard has integrated the solutions of transaction guarantee company Vesta into MasterCard Payment Gateway Services, MPGS, to improve fraud protection for e-commerce merchants. CapChase unveils financing and payment product for SaaS companies. CapChase, the leading provider of non-dilutive growth capital, today announced the launch of CapChase Pay, a financing and payment product created to decrease the length of software as a service, SaaS, sales cycles and close deals faster. DTCC names Kessinger as chairman. New York, London, Hong Kong, Singapore, Sydney. May 15, 2023, the Depository Trust and Clearing Corporation, DTCC, the premier post-trade market infrastructure for the global financial services industry, today announced that DTCC board member Kevin M. Kessinger has been appointed non-executive chairman of the DTCC Board of Directors and chairman of the Board Executive Committee, effective January 1, 2024. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.